Welcome to the Tanakh Podcast. Today, Sefer Zechariah, Chapter 4, Perek Dalet.
Lo b'chayim ve'lo b'choach ki meruchi amar Hashem lo
b'chayim. Our learning is dedicated to Chayalei Tzva Hagana Yisrael, to their safety and to their success, for the swift return of the Chatufim, the hostages, and for the healing of the wounded in this war in Gaza. Chapter 4, Zechariah sees an amazing menorah. Ra'iti v'hinei menorat zahav kula, v'gula al rosha b'shiva neirotea alea, shiva shiva mutzakot l'neirot ashal rosha. I see a menorah, all of gold, with a bowl above it. The lamps on it are seven in number, and the lamps above it have seven pipes. Ushnaim zeitim aleha, and there are two olive trees, one to the right of the bowl, and one to its left. Va'an v'omer la'malach ha'dover bi, I spoke and turned to the angel who spoke within me, or spoke to me, saying, Ma'ela Adoni, what am I seeing? And the malach says, don't you know? And I said, no, I don't know. And he answers, Zedvar Hashem al Zerubbabel Emor, this is the word of God to Zerubbabel, saying, Lo b'chayil v'lo b'koach ki im bruchi amar Hashem Tzvakot, not by might, not by power, but by my spirit, says God of hosts. How does this menorah, with its two olive trees on each side, produce the message, Lo b'chayil v'lo b'koach ki im bruchi amar Hashem Tzvakot? It's a mystery. But what I think what we're seeing is the following. We're seeing a menorah. What's the bowl and the pipes? It seems like what's happening is you've got the two olive trees, and the olive trees are sort of like naturally or sort of almost automatically, the oil from the olive is sort of being piped into this reservoir, this bowl, and from the bowl it's being piped into the menorah itself, and the menorah is able to be lit almost automatically. Let me just say that, I have in my garden an olive tree, and I remember the first year that it produced olives. I had always heard, about how you squeeze the olives and you get oil. I tried to squeeze the olives. The olives are exceedingly hard. You can't get any oil out of them. And in fact, the rabbis say that the Jewish people are like olives. You have to wait a little bit with them, then you have to press them, then you have to crush them, and you have to grind them. Getting olive oil out of olives is a complicated process which takes a very long time. And that's the normal way of doing things. You have to first, actually beat the olives off the tree, and then you have to let them sit for a while, and then you have to press them and grind them and press them some more. But here, it's all happening in an automated way. The olive trees on either side of the menorah are somehow automatically producing the oil which goes into the reservoir, which goes into the lights themselves. And that's the idea, lo b'chayil v'lo b'koach. You're not going to need to exert any sort of pressure. You don't need to engage in hard work, not koach, not chayil. Kim bruchi amar Hashem tzva'ot. God is going to do all of this automatically. And therefore the next Pasuk makes a lot of sense. Pasuk Zayin. Miata haragadol livnei Zerubbabel. Before Zerubbabel, even the greatest mountain, what is it? It'll be lemishor. It'll just look like it's flat. In other words, Zerubbabel, who is the political leader, any obstacle that he has will simply be easy. Votziet even haroshat shuot chen chen la. And he will take out the capstone when you have an arch, you have the capstone, he'll take it out to great cheers. Chen chen. It's a way of saying, hear, hear, or hooray, hooray. So, in other words, everybody will be cheering when Zerubbabel puts the final stone onto the Bet Midrash. In other words, you think this is going to be an uphill struggle, but in fact, it's going to happen automatically. Let me just add that this image of the menorah with two olive, here I said it's olive trees, but the way it's depicted in the crest of the state of Israel is a menorah. They actually took the model of the menorah from Titus's arch, the artistic depiction of the menorah in Titus's arch, and they put two olive branches next to it, and that became the crest of the state of Israel. And maybe what they were actually trying to say there was something slightly different than I think is maybe the pshat. But, you know, Israel, when it started, was very small, was very, you know, not large in population and not large in military strength. And they were saying, lo b'chayil, it's not through our army, v'lo b'koach, and it's not through our superior forts, ki im b'ruchi, but it's rather through our spirit, through our conviction, through our sense of purpose that we will succeed. So maybe that's why this particular image became the basis for the crest of the state of Israel. And the parrot continues to say, Yidei Zerubbabel Pasuk Tet, the hands of Zerubbabel yistu habayit hazeh, they have founded this house, v'yadav tevatzana, and indeed Zerubbabel will succeed in setting up the Beit HaMikdash. V'yadata ki Hashem tzvakot shelechani alichem, and you will know that I was sent by God to you. Ki mi baz liyom ktanot. If you remember in Sefer Chagai, we spoke about the idea that people were disappointed about the house. They were disappointed that the second temple didn't meet the level of the first temple. Remember, you know, in the first temple, there was a beautiful Jerusalem. Jerusalem had been built and established for hundreds of years. Now they come back to a Jerusalem which, frankly, looks like a bombed-out wreck. Even, you know, 70 years later, when Nehemiah comes to the city, the walls are broken down and the gates haven't been fixed and there's rubble everywhere. This looks like, you know, some London after the Blitz. It looks like something, you know, like a bombed out shell. People are looking at Jerusalem and saying, we can set up a Beit Mikdash, but what is this? And that's why Haggai said, Mi bachem anishara shera'a et habayit hazeh bichvodo rishon, uma atem roim oto ata. Whoever saw the first temple looks at Jerusalem now and they're not particularly impressed. But now, in Pasuk Yud, Zechariah is saying, Mi baz liyom ktanot. Who's making fun? Who's scorning? Who's belittling small beginnings? Small beginnings are an amazing thing. V'samchu v'ra'u et even abadil b'yad Zerubbabel. And when they see the stone of distinction in the hand of Zerubbabel, Shiva eila enei Hashem heim ha'meshotetim b'chol ha'aretz. And maybe what he's saying here is the seven lights of the menorah are in fact the seven eyes of God which wander throughout the world. Let's remember that the Beit Mikdash, even when it's built, is not going to have an Ark of the Covenant. People are maybe going to say, what can this Beit Mikdash be anyway? It doesn't have the Aron. Without the Aron, right, there is no presence of God. And it's fascinating to think that what they're saying is seven eyes of God, that the menorah now becomes the symbol of God, and the lights of the menorah become the eyes of God. These are the seven eyes of God, meshotetim b'chol ha'aretz, which watch over or which wander around the world. And now, what exactly are the two olive trees? These become the, as we see in the end of the last pasuk of the perek, Ele shnei b'nei ha-yitzhar ha-omdim al adon kol ha-aretz. These are the two anointed dignitaries who attend the sovereign of all the earth. And who are the anointed dignitaries? Who's anointed? The king and the high priest. In other words, this is Yehoshua Kohen Agadol and Zerubbabel. Zerubbabel isn't anointed. In fact, he's appointed by the Persian Empire. But what he's basically saying is God has appointed both Zerubbabel and Yehoshua to be the leaders. What's happening here? What's happening is that Zechariah is boosting the leadership. He's encouraging the leadership not to belittle small beginnings. And he's basically telling the people that, number one, they will succeed. They will succeed in establishing the Mikdash. And that these leaders are anointed. These are God's emissaries. And more than that, God will be present in the Mikdash, if not through an Ark of the Covenant, then definitely through the menorah. So this is quite an image, and quite an image of encouragement for all of those Jews who have come back to Yehuda and are feeling a little bit lacking in confidence. And this is quite a mark of confidence. That's it for today. See you tomorrow.
לא בחיל ולא בכוח, כי ברוחי אמר השם.